You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth in Studio A this morning with three special guests as part of the Water Rising Initiative. This is a very large collaborative event that's happening in October in our fair city of Marquette. There's a large listing of events at water-rising.com, but we're going to welcome our three special guests today. We have Abby Hansen from the Superior Watershed Partnership. We have Tina Harris from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. And we have Pascal Warsler, who is the grant writer for this whole event. That's kind of a collaboration with Garth Evans and Leila Phillips. So good morning to all three of you today.
Hey, good morning.
So Abby, why don't we start with you, just kind of talking a little bit in general about the Superior Watershed Partnership and their mission for water stewardship.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so the Superior Watershed Partnership, we are a nonprofit located right here in Marquette. And our mission is to protect, preserve, and restore the natural resources of the Upper Peninsula and the Great Lakes region. And we really strive locally to be a leader in addressing climate change and resiliency at the local level.
Excellent. And what's your role at the SWP?
I'm a biologist.
Biologist. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. So next we have Tina Harris, who is from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. And can you tell us a little bit about your role with the MACC in this whole endeavor?
Yeah, so the Marquette Arts and Culture Center is a division of the City of Marquette. I work with Parks and Recreation and Senior Services. We make up the Community Services Department, bringing quality of life programs and opportunities to the residents here in Marquette. And the Arts and Culture Center is one way that we do that, through gallery shows, workshop opportunities, and in general, try to grow and sustain a creative environment for our community.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Fostering that creative side of Marquette for us here. And then next to Tina is Pascal Warsler. We spoke last time a little bit in our overview, along with John Magnuson. So you're here to help propel that message and talk a little bit about the collaborative process of all of this too. So why don't we get started today talking a little bit about how water stewardship is important to this whole endeavor and how we maybe connect all of these events together. So how would we like to begin today talking about how the SWP is collaborating with the MACC?
Sure. Well, first of all, we were really excited to have the opportunity to be a part of this event. And we are working with the Water Rising Collaborative, and on October 19th, we will be doing a presentation kind of focusing on some of the environmental issues affecting the Great Lakes region here in Marquette, some of the things that the Superior Watershed Partnership is doing to address those things on the ground and within communities, and then also providing an opportunity for the community to become involved and to get their hands dirty and work to volunteer to promote coastal resiliency here in Marquette.
Mm-hmm. And in your role as a biologist, what do you see in terms of the Great Lakes and, you know, Lake Superior? Are things looking pretty good right now? Are things fairly healthy?
That's a bit of a loaded question. I think there's definitely always room for improvement. And these days we're seeing more and more issues arising. So anything that we can do to work collaboratively to address those things and show the community that they can get involved and that it's not always these huge efforts that make the biggest impact, but if, you know, everybody participating, that often has just as great of an effect.
And it sounds like when you have these larger events, it helps propel people to make those small changes so that really the ripple effect happens with people in the community.
Yep, definitely. And this provides a great opportunity to kind of use art as a focal point and a talking point to get people involved and to draw in new audiences and bring those issues to light.
Right. And with that, there's so many events that are happening as a part of this. It's a really great opportunity for arts community efforts and environmental efforts to all come together for this. So the MACC is holding quite a few events and artist workshops, and we've got Garth Evans and Leila Phillip that are kind of also spearheading this in a way. So what other events would we like to maybe discuss or touch on today from the MACC?
Well, Leila and Garth are two very world-renowned artists. Garth's a sculptor, Leila's a writer, and in this case, Garth has done watercolors, and they have worked together with poetry and watercolors to really talk, using art as a vehicle to talk about the environment and to help people within their local communities kind of get an empathy for their environment, you know, this idea that if you look at the where you live through the through the lens of art, or if you look at art nature through art through the nature the lens of environment, vice versa, you'll have more empathy and you'll have a deeper understanding. You know, art's a great way to inspire people and to start a conversation out of a political arena. You know, this kind of takes the politics out of it and brings it back down to its core, what matters. Mm-hmm. And so we're hosting several workshops, artist receptions, and MU is hosting several. And these are free for the community. This is an opportunity for the community to engage with these artists, to learn and talk to each other. So it's an incredible opportunity for Marquette and our surrounding area that the Cedar Tree Institute and in partnership with Pasqua are giving our community. It's very mm-hmm. exciting.
Yeah, large gifts for everyone to kind of take part. And like you said, it's great to be able to take the politics out of it, even though the politics are pretty important. There's been a lot that's been happening in our politics and in social media and everything. But this sounds like a nice way to maybe just come to a root of the issue and really find the human nature in it with art reflecting that, too.
Well, and it's really important to Marquette. I think Marquette, there's a lot of conversations happening throughout the UP, but Marquette's got some great groups. If it's the Watershed, but also Fresh Coast Film Festival has done a lot with art, starting that conversation. So they were also a perfect fit, and we reached out to them, and they're great partners and collaborators, and they were very excited about this film being shown. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple collaborators in this, and I think Marquette's the perfect place for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like you said, there's a lot of collaborations happening. We had mentioned prior in the overview to this, but you're also working with the Ray and Peg Hervenin Foundation. Last time we talked about the Cedar Tree Institute, and this is also a grant from the Michigan Humanities Council.
That's right.
Do you want to speak a little bit about how that grant got started?
Well, the grant got started because Lila was actually a guest. I am in Escanaba. I have an Airbnb, and she was a guest there for a week last year, and she was working and writing for a paper on the East Coast, and she has been very keen on the environment and what she could do about it and stewardship. So during her visit here in the UP, which was her first time to the UP, and she was very struck by the Great Lakes and the proximity to the Great Lakes and our beautiful natural setting. She spent a week with the fur trappers. So she would go and spend every day at the fur trappers convention in Escanaba down at the fairgrounds and get to know them, because she felt strongly they had a new perspective for her about how they felt about the environment and how they cared for the environment. And she felt it was very much a part of what she and her husband were doing with the Water Rising Project, which was they were modeling great behavior about saying, let's get personal with our environment, and we can do that when we connect to it. And where do we all connect? We all have a connecting place with the environment, and when we can know where that is and identify that, we can feel about it. We can express something about it. We can take ownership. So, and we all know how important it is, no matter where we are and what we're doing, we all need to feel like we can affect change in our lives. And when we do take it out of that political arena, it puts us, you know, back on our shoulders to say, well, this is where I can affect change. And that's good. That's healthy mentally and spiritually. And for us, it'll be healthy environmentally.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so with that, what are some, maybe what's the first event that people should have in their minds now for this Water Rising? Because I know there's an exhibit that's stretching all of the month of October at the Arts and Culture Center. That might be a good opportunity for people to come on out and see what's going to reflect on them and finding that, you know, the personal side of looking at our place with this. Are there some other events that we can direct our listeners to kind of get the ball rolling?
So tomorrow, the Water Rising exhibit opens at the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level of the library. And it's an installation exhibit. So you'll walk in and there is the film. You get to sit and watch the film in its entirety, and there's a beautiful soundscape with the film, and you get to hear the artist speaking and talking about water rising, view some of the watercolors and read the poetry. That goes on through the entire month. And then the artists are coming for a one-week-long residency, October 15th and 19th. Mm. So if you want to see what's coming up, you know, one of the best ways is to come see the film, get all the information about all the events, sign up for the workshops if you want to. I mean, you can do that at the Art Center.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I know there's more information at water-rising.com. Are there any other places that people should look online for information about the water rising in general?
Yeah, you can go to Marquette365.com. All the events are there, and it's a local community calendar, and all of the events will be there as well.
Wonderful. Just a reminder, we've been speaking with Abby Hansen from the Superior Watershed Partnership, Tina Harris from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and Pascal Warsler, the grant writer. And Pascal, you have one more thing you wanted to add?
I do want to add that this collaboration is meant to extend. So not only will you see many local environmental and arts organizations working to bring these programs to you, but they will extend because there are volunteer opportunities that are available from Lake Superior Watershed, and we have they have a wonderful brochure, and you'll learn more about that on October 19th. But also the book sales. This is also a book. It's a film. It's an exhibit. It's a book. It's just like multimedia. And the book sales, all the proceeds from the book sales go to support the good work that Superior Watershed is doing. Mm. So those books will be sold at all of our events. And you can find out more about purchasing those books by contacting the Watershed or Marquette Arts and Culture. There are also prints available of the watercolors that are here in Marquette. So again, the artists are trying to really send out a ripple and support environmental groups across the country. And in our area, our chosen one is the Superior Watershed Partnership.
Well, art affecting change and maybe touching some humanity as well and getting away from the politics of everything. With Water Rising, that collaboration with many different entities in the area, Michigan Humanities Council Grant, the Marquette Arts and Culture Center, Fresh Coast Film Festival, Cedar Tree Institute, the Brian Peck Hervenden Foundation, Northern Michigan University, Superior Watershed Partnership. We've been speaking with Abby, Tina, and Pascal. Thank you to all three of you today.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.